Blog Talk Radio.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you.
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm just partying over here. Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio with your hosts, Judy and Luco. I hope Katie called in.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
That was retard radio, huh?
Yeah, you called me while I was at work.
I know, I called Luco at work. I like to prank call him at work, try to get him fired so he can go in the rapture.
Yeah.
hey, C, see we got some people on the line. I see you, Joe. I love you. I see you, Alana. You're the best. I see you, Tana, Luco's wifey. Gotcha. And I see you, Pat. I have you guys on mute just for a minute here. I'm waiting for Katie to call in. She was going to give us some of the news, but she might be tied up at the moment. What do you think she's doing, Luco?
I have no idea. She's probably at school or something. I don't know.
Let me guess, you have no idea because you go to work. Oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't exactly just always pay attention to Katie, you know.
Well, anywho, it's been a great day. The morning service was amazing. Yeah.
Guess what, Judy? I actually officially start my actual work on Friday. I have tomorrow off. And the Lord said a long time ago that I would never actually work at Home Depot, and I just finished my, like, computer training today, basically. So, yeah.
And when is it? When's the first day?
Friday. So I guess my date set by default is Thursday night to Friday by 10, I think, yeah.
Wowzy.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I love it. I love when God gives us these dates. I'm so excited because in addition to the date of today, that God's coming today to get us, I've been getting some fun little inboxes and emails and different dates that God is giving people. I believe that Easter is April 20th, and he's told about three different people that have inboxed me that he's coming before then, before April 20th. He's told tons of people he's coming in March, specific dates. He's given specific dates. So this is just really exciting. I'm going to YouTuber Going Buck Wild said I could read one of his inboxes about his date, so I'll do that. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So, did you get a specific date this month, Luco? I forget. I know we both got the 15th. Me and you. Did you get another one?
I had the 15th. He told me by the 15th, like at the very beginning of the month, you know. But I think I'm guessing it's either Thursday. I mean, today Thursday or early Friday morning. That's
awesome.
My date set.
Very cool. This is so awesome. You know, Rapture-Centric Church, God told me that it was founded upon dates and date setters, dates that he's given his bride. And he says that's what he's doing in this last hour. He is date setting with the bride that he loves. And he also told me that other people are just making up dates. He said, that's okay, dude. They're just excited to see me. You know, they're looking at the news, they're looking at all the world events, and they're coming up with dates. God told me that's okay too. He said, they can set a date with me. I don't mind that. It's just be careful when you tell us. Tell us, just, you know, don't ever say God said something if he didn't. Just say, hey guys, I was praying and God led me to go to the news and I really believe he's shown me he's coming before this day. You know, just be honest, you know, right? It's no big deal. If God didn't tell you directly, you can say, I'm really being led to believe that he's coming now, like before April 10th. And if God actually physically, literally told you that, then just say, God literally told me he's coming on the 15th. I love that. Isn't that great that God is not stressed out about any of this stuff?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard to stress God out in the first place.
I know. We as people get stressed. We as people mm-hmm. get stressed. So God is excited. If you're just trying to guess the date because you're so excited to see him, God says, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, like, for example, God didn't just, he didn't, like, actually tell me, you know, I'm coming Thursday. He just said I was never going to work at Home Depot. And so I can only, you know, assume that it'll be today or Thursday or early Friday morning, you know? So.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. You guys, the point is this. He's coming soon. He tells his little prophet John to believe it's today and be happy. And it's great. Great. Just mm-hmm. be excited.
And on the bright God side, if I do have to go to work, at least I can afford my, like, phone bill, and so I can still, like, do this, you know?
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. But you would be able to afford it if you weren't working anyway. Wink, wink.
No. It's off limits.
But I just think that he's letting you do it because it's giving you favor in your family with your dad. You know, God doesn't want you getting yelled at by your family. He thinks of every detail. Isn't he good?
Yeah, he's pretty good. It's like, I didn't even want a job. He, like, made me have it. And it turns out, it's like, yeah, I guess it is good for me.
Cool.
You're
going to
read that inbox, right?
What?
You were going to read that inbox, right?
From my buddy?
Yeah.
Going back a while? Yeah, I'm going to. Not just yet.
Okay.
I just want to talk about real quick rapture stress. Okay, you guys, this is a real condition, okay? Okay, when you're rapture-centric, there's a lot of side effects, okay? We all know the different side effects of that. The medication for being rapture-centric is taking heavy doses of love, peace, joy, and faith. Okay, so that's how you get through with your condition, but the only cure for it is for God to come get us. Okay,
yeah.
But there is a real condition called rapture stress because my son and I used to have it. It's when it gets really stressful, all right? God doesn't want you stressed out about him coming. Like, don't stress it, but just be happy knowing he's coming today or happy he's knowing he's coming on the day he told you.
Yeah, that's called spiritual cannabis. That's what it is.
What's that?
It's called spiritual cannabis. It's when you get relaxed and you don't care about if the date passes.
There you go. Thanks, Luca.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that. So you can just rejoice and just be at rest, you know, be at peace. Because I really was stressed sometimes. Like, I'm so anxious to see him that I'm just like, you have to come now. And I know that feeling. You just have to take another dose of your medication, which is, you know, love and peace. Peace is another one. But it's okay to be so excited that you get stressed out once in a while because I used to have that. Me and my son both had that. But we got delivered from that. God said, you don't have to have rapture stress. Just be excited without being stressed. So that's how we are now. And if you're, but you know, you are going to have being curable till he gets here. And sometimes you're so rapture centric that you can't eat. Katie has that one where she has to like force
I'm actually
herself.
Just now
you?
Eating lunch.
Wow.
Like, almost 4 o'clock here.
Are you eating those canned oysters?
No, I ran out of those because I ate them all. Yeah, I have a really weird food selection.
I love it. Luco's a weird bride. He's a weird warrior bride. Say it, Luco. Weird warrior bride.
I'm a weird warrior bride. I meow instead of roar. That's what I do.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so we have a person that I've never really acknowledged, Kenneth Walkland. He is in our chat room. And I want to play telephone with him because we've never played telephone with Kenneth Walkland before.
Okay? Are you just doing it with us too? Or are we going to have – oh, yeah, everybody could type in the chat too. Never mind. All right, so we're doing telephone for Kenneth. All righty then. He's really into saying that you're much stronger than you think. Like he said, he's like he's much stronger than he thinks. So that's what he told me.
Hello?
Hey, Judy, you know you're on the air.
Oh, we're on the air, which? Log in as administrator?
What now?
Did you log in as administrator? Because I got bumped out.
I didn't log in.
You called in the regular number, right?
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on. You guys are all on the air, right?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
This is so weird because I'm unmuted everybody, and I logged in, and then it keeps hanging me up, so I'm wondering if somebody else went under, but you didn't, huh? Well, good. Well, Katie, why don't you go ahead and give us the news, Katie?
All right. Well, we got, I think it's the 27th, is that right, that I think Obama is going to the Vatican. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah, sounds about right. And then we have the Pope has been invited to Congress to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, that's pretty much the major Peace Talks news. And then we've really got this war that's now really escalated a lot.
Yeah.
Pat, are you familiar with all that?
Yeah, from what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of Ukrainian soldiers that are killed, skirmishers. And let me see. I'm just putting on from BP Earth, large fireball reports over U.S. This is today. I haven't really looked at it, but
I looked at that. Apparently, there was a lot that's been cited.
Yeah, because we have Lanier coming in. You know, by May, it's going to be really bad. We're going to be, it's like 32 Earths wide, the tail, May 23rd, 24th. So we don't want to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Katie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right, sorry. I don't know why it kept bumping me off. So, anyway, what did I miss?
We were just going over the news.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry.
But continue about your rapture stress. I like that.
Okay, yeah. So basically what I was just saying is that God doesn't want you stressed out, you guys. He does not want you stressed out, okay? You can live – okay, so with rapture-centric, you know, you have a lot of conditions. You can be don't feel weird if you're depressed, if you can't eat, if there's different things going on with you. That's part of being rapture-centric. Me, I overeat. Okay, my rapture-centric condition caused me to eat, but some people can't eat. But it really is a real condition. The only cure is the rapture, so don't think you're weird, but the medication for it is high doses of love, peace, joy, faith, patience, all the fruits of the Spirit. That's your medication. So sometimes you have to overdose on a little patience. So, but God doesn't want you to feel stressed out. And we used to feel stressed out, me and my son did. We did. And God got rid of our rapture stress. We always know when it's coming on. He'll say, Mom, and I'll say, John, you look like you have rapture stress. He's like, yeah. Because rapture stress is you want him to come so bad that you're actually, like, stressing out and losing your peace over it. And God, that means you just have to take more of your medication. Just take a little more peace, take a little more hope to know that, yes, he's coming. Does that make sense, Katie?
Yeah.
Is Luco still there? Luco Cuco?
Yeah, I'm here.
Luco must...
I'm just kind of eating.
Oh, cool. I just wanted to be... These are the hosts of the show. I muted everybody until we finish our little intro, and then I'll unmute everybody because the hosts are brides, too, and they might have something to share. So I always want to give that opportunity. That's all I wanted to say because I know some people are, you know, we still have the fruit of the Spirit, and we still walk in that. It's okay to be excited. God made you. He made that condition. He made you be that way. It's okay. You're not weird if you're, you know, going through different things. It really is a true condition. And, you know, it's exciting because he only cures the rapture, so he's coming. That's the bottom line, and that's exciting.
Amen. Anyone knows, but I posted some prophetic words and visions and dreams today on Love Revelation TV, so everyone should go check those out today.
I don't want you to have to be repetitive, Katie. I hope everybody does go to Love Revelation TV and check out her words, but feel free to read them because Jason from Acts 2:17 now, in addition to his videos, in addition to sending his words to the blog spot, I've also asked him to come on and read them on the air because, you know, the key shows us that we do have about 3,000 listeners, live listeners for each show, 6,000 in the archive. So, you know, I don't know if you feel comfortable reading those, Katie, or if you want to do it later at some point in the show.
Well, I feel like I've pretty much read them, all the ones pretty much, so... Yeah, just go check out my videos on there. I've typed them all out, and everyone can read them. So they're pretty long. So
you'll see them. Okay. Answer, could you can get back on your
okay.
Video show. Thank you.
Does Nate have anything he wants to share?
Don, do you have any words, little guy? I think he's playing, doing something, but, you know, he's just really excited for the Lord to get here. Oh, I know what he has to say. Let me tell you guys what he has to say. This happened last night. Brother Todd at the Stan Heating Channel put out a beautiful video last night, late at night, and our family got to see it. The only reason I heard about it was because one of our RCC church members inboxed me and said, Judy, you have to see it. Todd said he was sorry to you and Destin Wright and the whole Rapture-Centric Church. And I was like, wow, because God had told me and my son that anyone that put out an exposing video, exposing anyone other than the devil and his demons, but any of his creation, would be losing their rapture status unless they made a public apology video. Because God said it was not an option. You can't have any hate in your heart. To go in the rapture, you have to have pure love. So when I had seen Todd put out those videos and Jamie about how, you know, Rapture Kitty and then Destin Wright and calling me a witch, my heart was grieved greatly. And you know what, you guys? I know a lot of people don't like to talk about this stuff, but this is part of the body. So this is really important to talk about because this is real life. So last night, Todd put out a beautiful 14-minute long apology video. He was very humble in it. He really, it took a lot of humility to do that, what he did, okay? And it was a beautiful video. I posted it to my likes, and I made him a public thank you for doing that because what a great example. Were you able to see the video, Katie or Luco? Did you get to see it?
Yeah, I saw it. I liked them all along, but it was just funny because I remember Jude, me and you were talking, and I was like, I bet he's going to make a video. And you're like, me too. And like the next day he made a video.
Yeah, because of all the people that have made yucky videos against us, you know, the one that pained me the most was Todd. And I don't care what anyone says. They're like, oh, you're showing favoritism, whatever. I'm just being real. Like, he was the only one that I did not want him to lose his rapture status. It's not like I want anyone to lose their rapture status because I don't, because God doesn't. But for some reason, I could not accept that Todd was not going. It just made me too sad, and I knew that was God's heart. That's why he was the only person that I made a video to. Please repent. Like, remember, I made my videos to Todd. And people were like, why isn't she making one to the other people and gossiping? Well, I just do what my dad wants me to do. I'm not trying to people please or anything. I just do what God wants me to do. Well, anyway, God spoke to Todd, and Todd made that beautiful video. Now you won't find it because it's not there. So we stay up all night here. So at 2 in the morning, I went to go watch it again because I wanted to get another good cry in. And it was gone. And, you know, I knew in my spirit that it was taken down, and I don't think Todd had anything to do with it. That's just my personal opinion. And, you know, that's all I have to say about it. And God told Little John, well, okay, so Katie, you wanted to know what God's telling Little John, right?
Right.
That's how this whole conversation came about. Well, after we saw Todd's video, John said, Mom, the rapture is really soon now because of what Todd just did. Like, he felt it real close that we're out of here. And we all hugged. My sister, my son, and I, we cried and we hugged because our family really loves Todd, and here's why. I'd have never met the man, but back in 2012 when God woke our family up, just, you know, woke up me and John's dad, we started watching. We loved Jonathan Kleck. We watched him, never missed a video, and we loved Brother Todd at the Sam Heating Channel. And we just especially have a love for him. Well, he's real special to our family because on November 19th, the Spirit fell on John while he was watching Todd's video, two of them. And the Spirit fell heavy on Little John, and that's when he was never the same again. It wasn't because of Todd, no, but it was because of the Holy Spirit. And God wanted to honor, you know, Todd's faith by allowing his Spirit to fall on a little prophet, John, while watching his videos to thank Todd, to just thank him for being such a faithful watcher. I knew that's why he did it. So I have always loved Todd extra hard because it's, you know, we just love him. You know, he's just, I know he has a good heart. And I knew when he was making those bad videos about us that he just didn't understand, you know, but it wasn't that he was evil. He just, you know, we get religious spirits that try to freak us out and we get, you know, influenced by others. And that's what happened. And I'm just really glad. And I really don't think it was him that took that video down. In fact, I can guarantee you it wasn't. But, it's down, but all that matters is God saw it and a bunch of people saw it because there was a bunch of comments on the video. So I made my public video thanking him, and that's a huge thing, you guys. God is just, he doesn't want to leave anyone out of this rapture. So, Katie, when you asked what's happening with Little John, that was the latest thing, and we were all crying. We hugged and cried, especially John. He was like, Mom, it's so close. It's so close that because of what Brother Todd did. And, you know, hopefully there's going to be other people apologizing publicly, you know, and so that they cannot lose their rapture status. You guys, I'm not kidding. Katie, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding when I tell you that, I mean, it's not my word. The videos I made about what God was saying, if you publicly expose someone, I really asked him if I could take those down, but it was his words. It wasn't mine. But when I saw how many people were doing exposing videos, I'm like, man, all these people that I used to watch back in 2012, they're getting left behind, and I just couldn't take it because that's what God told me straight up. He said, if you've done an exposing video, if you don't publicly apologize for it, then you will lose your status. And that's just too much for me to bear because I love these people. I love the people that hate me, and Jesus loves the people that hate him. And when you hate others, you're hating Jesus. They don't see that. When you hate anybody, anyone in Hollywood that you think is satanic, you're hating Jesus. And you guys, God told Little John, you will not go in the rapture if you have hate in your heart, period. Okay? You aren't going. You only are allowed to hate the devil and his demons. That's it. You cannot come against God's creation. He's going to save Katy Perry. He's going to save Miley Cyrus. He's going to save all these people that are satanic worshipers in Hollywood. Not all of them, but most of them. He told Little John, most of Hollywood will be saved. So why would you come against them? Yes, they're doing horrible stuff, and Jonathan Kleck and the Grok, they do a great job of exposing that evil with saying, you know, I love Jonathan Kleck. He's like, you guys, pray for Lady Gaga. Pray for her. She's deceived. But he'll expose what she's doing, you know? And so it's okay to expose evil, but love people. And I think I've vented enough. What do you think, Katie? Is that good enough?
Perfect.
Okay.
I mean, you can keep going. I don't want to hear any dogs, so it doesn't matter.
The radio show is for the bride to preach. So we have a bunch of callers. But, Katie, do you have anything? Obviously, you can share in between callers, but is there anything burning on your heart, Katie dear?
I'll just say that I know, like everyone else, you know, it's hard to continue, you know, when you know all that you know. And for me personally, I've just felt a big heaviness on my heart. And it got so bad. I was like, Lord, because I asked God for me to take on some of that suffering that he's going through, and I feel like I've been carrying that for the past couple of weeks, and I was like, God, this is too much. I don't think I can handle this right now, and he lifted it off me for a little while, and now it's kind of back again, and even though I know that it's a blessing to go through all this with him and feel his heaviness, and it's also hard, and I know I'm sure a lot of you are also feeling that heaviness and that judgment is soon, and I just don't want anyone to be discouraged or feel like you're alone. It's just part of the process, I guess, and I'm banking that we're out of here, you know, this week. If not, it's definitely soon. The peace treaty is going to be signed in April. Too much going on with the blood moon at Passover and all that, so we have to be out of here. I hope we're out of here. I hope Dustin's right this time. I got that cool confirmation. I had a dream about someone was saying, what's Dustin right about? And then all of a sudden Dustin started calling me and I woke up from the dream, which is kind of cool. So I hope he's right this time about March 22nd being the great trib, and there's a good chance he is right, and we just all need to... One thing, I know we really need to pray for Japan, because God told me they're in dire stress over there. It's really bad. The media doesn't even want us to know, I feel like. And so definitely, besides praying for Israel, pray for Japan. Also, the Lord told me Asia and Africa are next, so I guess pray for them, too. Other than that, we should be out of here shortly, and I can't
Amen. Wait. Yeah, I really love your videos today. Go check out Love Revelation TV. Excellent, 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 where Katie has said God told her, you know, to pray for these places. So I'd like to do that on the air. We have this thing now where we pray silently, and then we'll pray in the chat room out loud, writing your prayer out, and then we'll pray out loud on the phone. And when you hear a silence, then if you're on the phone, you can pray. Everybody on the phone is muted still. I'm about to unmute everybody. I just wanted to make sure Katie was able to say what she said, which is amazing. And we're going to start out with prayer, I think. And let's see. I also want to play telephone with a new, well, there's a couple people in the chat room. We've never played telephone with Kenneth, so I want to get him real good. And I always like to get new people. And then Portobello Mushroom is M. Bell, I think. There's a Pamela RN. I don't know who she is. Welcome, Pamela. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then there's, who else is in the chat room? John Berthod. I'd like to do a welcome and play telephone on three new people today. So I'd like to start that first, and then when I unmute you, we'll play that. So I'm about to unmute. Hi, 503, who are
Hello?
You?
Hello?
Is this
Hi.
Tori?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is this Tori?
Hello?
Hi.
No.
I can hear. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Is this Tori?
What's that?
Tori?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Tori. I just unmuted
you. Hi. How's it going?
Good. It's so good to have you on. We love you.
Yeah, hey, I got a word from the Lord, if anybody wants to hear it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just, I got this here the other day. I was over at my mom's and, you know, just visiting with her and stuff a little bit. And she said that, watching a program, I was like, well, this is pretty cool, you know. So we got talking and just chit-chatting. And then on my way home, God gave me a word. It's kind of long, though, but it's like 7 pages. But I really was never one to write just a short sentence, I guess.
Go for it. Go ahead.
Can you hear me pretty good?
Go ahead. We want to hear it. That's what this is for.
Okay, I got the speaker on the phone here. So, okay, this is from Jesus.
Okay.
He says, okay, let me breathe. Oh, I gotta take a drink of squirt here. Oh, that tastes good.
Hey.
Okay.
Before you read it, I want to say hi to Joe. Hi, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, hey, everybody.
We love you.
Family, how are you? Oh, I love you all.
And I also want to say hi to Alana. Hi, Alana.
Oh, hey, baby girl. Where's my phone at? Wait a minute. Hey, baby girl. How are you?
Love you. Good to see you.
Mwah.
Mwah. And now, 914-299. Who's that? Who's area code 914-299? Heller? Maybe they muted themselves. Well, go ahead, Tori. We want to hear your word. I'm excited.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is the first time I really kind of called in and talked about stuff, but that's cool. So here we go. These are from Jesus, of course. These words written to the world, for the way of this translation is from Jesus Christ to the children who will hear his cry, pleading for his salvation. Behold, the Lamb of God comes to take away the sins of the world. Awake, O ye that sleep. Hello, my blessed family in Jesus Christ. My name is Tori, forever a humble servant of our Father in heaven, the great I Am, God Almighty, and now consumed with the love of our wonderful counselor, teacher, mighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen closely what the Spirit of the Lord says to the hearts all his children, past, present, and future. Listen to my prophets, for I am shouting through them. For my words are sharper than any two-edged sword, able to break any chain or stronghold that wraps itself around the soul filled with unbelief. Listen now, because the light of this world will grow dim, but these words will remain forever. Hold on to the light of the true Son, Jesus Christ. Accept his love and do not care about this world or anything in it. Who can come against you? For I am the God of all creation, past, present, and future. I am for you. Walk in my love. Do not fear. Created this very hour. Do not fear death, because the true life in me flows it after. My love is perfect and powerful unto your salvation, but only for the ones that walk in my love and believe. In Christ Jesus, we continually do God's will, making every day an effortless walk in his love, yet sometimes unaware of the moment that we live in. We do the will of Christ Jesus, but yet focus on his love. Everything else is, just as I say, pure bliss. And most of all, brothers and sisters, listen to Jesus, because the key is love. Bliss is added to the way in which we walk, confirming the life we have in Christ Jesus. Always your cup runs over, like the springs of life flowing from God into the deepest hearts of his children. But behold, the moment of truth will reveal itself when you have built your faith given strength enough to refuse the lie. Of a beast is not love. I'm going to repeat that. The mark of a beast is not love. But everything that separates a man from his creator. God is a God of the living, not the dead. But yet this mark is a quickening unto death, which separates a man from his creator, making it impossible for God, the Father, to look upon sin. Yet, through Jesus Christ, his Son, a way is possible. Do not be deceived. Do not be separate from Jesus Christ. These words are a written testimony of Christ Jesus, who says that I am, will not love his life unto death, will awaken himself to the true love, which is now being revealed to the world. I am created. I plead with my blood, my life I give you. Those who are blessed to be called his children, and to all creation, Spirit of our God may rest in you. Beloved, for I am the Lord of hosts, declares that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am your life. Nothing, present or future, comes to my Father, but only through me, Jesus Christ. I am Jesus the Christ, Son of the true living God, Abba Father. God bless all creation in love and truth, for the love of God leads to salvation for those that are truly blessed. And the bride says, come, Lord Jesus, forevermore. Amen.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you, Tori. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
you're welcome. You're welcome. I got to, I'll just listen right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, Tori, you can listen. Everyone's on unmuted that's on the line. We're going to go ahead and play telephone because we have some new family members, and we always like to welcome them with this blessing. So we have Kenneth Walkland. He's not new. I've heard before. We have John Berthod, and we have Pamela R.N., and so we want to bless them with telephone. But, Tori, thank you so much. What a blessing. Now, Tori, I don't know if you would mind sending that in an email to Ashley at rapturecentric@gmail.com so she could put that on the blog.
Oh, yeah. I got to type it up. That was just handwritten. Yeah, it was kind of weird. The, Jesus, comes on strong. It's I cried through about half of it, and then I cried at the end of it, and it was a new experience that I'll forever remember.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I love you so much. And
we love you. I like the cheese in Oregon. So when you call, I think about Tillamook cheese, and I get really happy.
Oh yeah, that squishy, squeaky cheese. I know. I'm just kind of, I'm laughing now. That's good. I just want to say what a blessing that my family has been to me. And I just can't wait to spend eternity and just talk to each one of you and just love on you. That's all I want to do.
Yep. And when you let us love on you, that makes us happy. Because when you call in, then we can get extra cuddly, you know?
I see you guys, and all I see is love. Love, that's all, love. It's like a beyond measure. I can see things that are just so beautiful, and God's creation is beautiful, and all of his children were beautiful.
Yeah.
He made us that way because he's perfect. He's our perfect Father. and Jesus, the true love, lives in us, and we just feel things that are really intense.
Amen.
Yeah, I got high school education, and then all of a sudden God put this on me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
I know.
Never
That's
really been
beautiful.
Smart. I've just worked minimum wage jobs most of my life, and, you know, I go into church and talk to Jesus once in a while, but, man, I tell you what, when he lights up his children, you really light up. Praise God. Oh, there's so much
Praise
I want to
God.
Say. I just I want to tell you that he comes soon, and we know the season for sure, and we can feel it in our hearts. And that feeling you can't really express because it's something you can't explain. That's why no man knows the day nor hour, because it's something that you can't explain, that God gives it to us. We just know. How do you know? Well, I just know. Well, what do you mean you know? I don't know. I'm crazy. Oh, anyways. But Jesus is so beautiful, and he shouts through us to the world, and he wants the world to know his love, because in him is love, and that's the only way to heaven, is through love. Love is the key. Friends, love is the key, and his love is pure, and you must be pure only through him. We're not pure by ourselves, but only in him, through the way of the life we get. Yep. It's just glorious. When we get up there, it's going to be, wow. You can't really explain that either. It's kind of, I don't know if words can describe it. It's like pure, clear, colorful love, shining glory into the expanse of eternity forever. And you can't really fathom it because you can't see it yet or even imagine it. Our minds cannot comprehend what eternity is. And so we look at the Father and we say, Father, we just love you because we put all of our trust and hope in him, our faith. It grows every day, but he's the one that makes us grow. He's the one that waters us. He's the one that works through us for others to see. And just to the world is that what you're searching for is love, true love, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the only love the world will ever know. Grab onto it while there's still time. Don't let a moment wait. We need to, as a church, we need to pray for everyone because God intercedes for us, and he works mightily. And he touches people's hearts that we don't even know have been touched. The thing is that God is beautiful in his ways, and all of them are perfect. And sometimes we don't understand why we do the things we do, but, you know, in the end, he shows you, and he does it for our growth so he can water us again. Because once we complete his task, he waters, and then he gives us another task. But we love it because that's the way we love him. We want to do things for him. We want to give him our life, and in return, he gives us his love. Do not love your life to this world because it's going to end. And the thing is, it's just a brief moment compared to eternity. And when you look at the love that God gives, there's nothing compares. This life is it's a deception, but it's also a test. And those who hear his voice heed his call, tears, repentance, and then comes joy and happiness, faith, and you grow. Get planted in Jesus, and you will be forevermore. Don't let someone come by and pluck you out of the ground. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a lie. Don't believe the lie. Believe in Jesus. He is the life that we want. He's the love that we want. He's who you are. He's who the person you've been seeking for your whole life is actually yourself in him. Because no one really knows who we are unless we're in Jesus.
Yeah.
And these are simple scriptures that I'm kind of just flowing through, but that's who we are, is love. We're children of love. Not that the world gives, but how God gives it, that they don't know, but they feel it, kind of. But that's only a gift from God if you can feel it, because God's the one that opens up the eyes and ears. But he has to know that you're going to be faithful and true to him, and that all are called, but few are chosen. So I think I'll just leave it at that, and I'll go ahead and type that up. If you could put that email on the blog, that would be cool. And then I could write it down. because my memory's not really the best. I was really I was really bad at school, so.
Rapture, could you write it down right now? Rapturecentric at gmail.com. That's it. Rapturecentric at gmail.com. But I have a chat room for you, Tori. Are you in the chat room here?
Rapture.
Yeah. Rapturecentric at gmail.com.
At God's mail?
At Gmail. Gmail.
It's not God's mail?
No, it's at Gmail.
.com. Oh, Judy, don't be so serious now. Come on, I love you.
Oh,
I got you too.
You got me good.
I had to.
Oh, that was good. That's kind of like how I got Jason. I accused him of starting a church called. I got him good. He's like, what? I'm not trying to start a church. I accused him of starting a church called PRC, and
Jason, Dustin, I love you guys so much. You know, and so blessed. Going through high school, I wish I would have went to high school with you guys back in the day. You know what I mean?
That
would have been a crazy class. I don't think we would have learned really too much, but we probably would have had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we would. It would have been like. And I hardly.
Huh? Go ahead.
Hey, Tori, I just want to tell you that you did a beautiful job. Pamela in the chat room said that the spirit witnessed that you spoke God's word, and she said thank you for sharing. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Thank you,
Tori. Stay on the line. If you have more to preach, let it come out. We're going to play telephone real quick because I just can't have new people come in the chat room and not get blessed. So, but after telephone,
you go ahead and mute me if you want, Judy, just for a minute.
I'm keeping everyone unmuted, but if you're going to have background noise, please mute your own phone, just in case you have a word from God.
It's Tana, and I can't mute my own phone, so I'm playing SpongeBob today, so you can mute me, because background noise.
Hi, Tana.
Hi. Hi, all. Love you.
Hi, sweetie.
I'll mute you. Tana, let's see. I know your number. There it is. I muted her. Okay. All right, so everybody is unmuted, and we're going to start telephone now with Kenneth. Kenneth is in the chat room. I guess he's a guy, I'm assuming. So I don't know much about Kenneth. Kenneth, you could help us out if you want and tell us more about you, but it's cool if you don't want to. All right, so we're going to play telephone. Katie, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
And Luco, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay, everybody that's on the line is unmuted, and we're so happy you're here, Leah, everybody, Alana, Pat. Okay, so here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Words for Kenneth.
Give me everything and trust, my son.
Not much longer now. Your trials will soon be over. You don't need to worry about anything. I have it under control.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had to take a phone call back.
I appreciate your faith in me, even though you don't understand.
Be a powerful warrior. I have many gifts for you in my kingdom to reward you for your faithfulness.
He keeps telling me, it seems like I think he's saying it looks like you have a lot of roadblocks in your life right now, but it's all under his control, and it's not as bad as it seems.
This is Kenneth, right?
Yeah, this is for Kenneth in the chat room.
Okay. Yeah, because a long time ago, Judy, we were starting telephone for him, but you, like, hung up. But the word he gave for me, I'll say it again, is he said you are much stronger than you think. And when he said much, he really meant, like, you were way stronger than you think. So I think it's kind of cool how he told me that. And now everybody's giving you kind of advice on going through your trials. I just thought that was kind of cool.
Wow.
It's going to go home. Starting to remember
Not much longer until you're with me.
We out. Go home.
Okay, anybody else on the line have words? Everyone's unmuted. Everyone that's called in is unmuted. Does anyone else have a word for Kenneth? Okay, praise the Lord. Well, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to give a word to Pamela RN. Pamela is in the chat room, so let's give a word for her. Let's play telephone on her. We love you, Pamela. Welcome to the chat room. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. We love you. God wants to bless you with a word.
Your angels are waiting and ready to take you home.
Your sorrow will turn to joy in the instant.
Be my faithful bride.
Trumpets will sound soon.
Not much longer.
If you only knew how soon I was taking you, you wouldn't doubt or worry.
Pamela, hang on. We're almost... I feel like God just wants to encourage you. Hang on. We're almost home. a lot of the same words other ones are getting for you, Pamela, is just hang on, we're almost home. You must be an anxious bride like me. No need for rapture stress. He's coming.
Hey, Judy.
Yeah.
I got a text from a listener. She can't be in chat. Her name is Barbara. She really wants us to do telephone for her, too. She couldn't say anything because she can't go in the chat on the iPad. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Her name's Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you guys are ready. I just got a text. So.
Pamela was kind of short, but that's okay. She must be super powerful and doesn't need a lot of words.
No, we can still give words for Pamela. I was just saying whenever you guys were ready.
I think we're ready. Does everyone's unmuted. Everyone on the line can talk. Does anyone else have a word for Pam before we move on to Barbara? Okay, perfect. So let's play telephone with Barbara and encourage her. We love you, Barbara. Thank you.
I love you, Barbara.
Loves you. Our pastor, Jesus Christ, has a lot to say to you, and he's about to talk to you right now. If you get a word in the chat room, I'm going to read it out loud. So, because Barbara can't see it, right, Luca? She can't see the chat room? Is that right?
Yeah, she's on her iPad.
But can she see the chat room, or do I have to read the words?
You have to read the words from the chat.
Okay. Okay, so, Pamela. This is... Oh, wait, that's... Never mind.
The longing in your heart will soon be filled.
Your faithfulness pleases me. I have all the threads of your life in my hand.
Keep being patient with me. Sometimes great things take time.
Do not fret, I will not tarry.
Barbara, Rojo in the chat room says, it has begun. I am coming for you before you have a chance. Before you have a chance to doubt me one more time. No more doubt, Barbara. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another word from Deborah. Barbara, you have such a kind heart, and Jesus sees how much you love him and others. Keep leaning on him, Barbara. He is on his way to get you as his bride.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you, Jesus.
Don't feel like you need to do any more for me. I'm well pleased with you.
No fears, no worries. I take care of everything.
Barbara, you are my love. You mean so much to me. You are so precious to me, my beloved. You are great and powerful. Do not underestimate it. You are so powerful. And that was a word spoken by Jesus through Roman in the chat room. And also Rojo in the chat room, God says through Rojo, Barbara, hang on. It is soon, so soon. Barbara, I can feel, I get the feeling for you. I get God's feelings when we play this game. And I can feel your anticipation, excitement, and almost nervousness at his arrival. And he's saying, I know, I'm so happy you're excited to see me. I'm going to keep you until I get here. I'm going to keep you. And don't worry, everything that you need to have taken care of before I get here will be all taken care of. And you can rest in my love, Barbara. You can rest in my love.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy confuse you. What I promised you is true.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that I'm a good God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Barbara, you are, oh, were you going to say something, Pat?
Oh, no, dear, you said amen.
Barbara, you are my flower, my special gift to the world. Around, others around you may not know how special you are or give you notice, but I know all you do. Your work's done out of pure love. Know that I love you, and that is how I made you, to have such a loving, to have such love, to have such a loving heart, sorry. And that was from Shorty in the chat room. That is how I made you, to have such a loving heart. And also, Barbara, I can feel the Spirit is on you right now. Roman in the chat room can actually feel the Spirit on you, which is cool because I felt it really strong too.
I'm coming. Don't be discouraged. Keep waiting on me. Keep looking up. Don't let your fear interfere with the truth that I've told you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Barbara, you can do many great things. Have more faith in yourself. Realize that you are more than what you have let others than what you have let others tell you. Know that you are great in my eyes. You are special, Barbara, because you are loved by me. I love you, and I will heal all your wounds. Wow.
Nice.
Barbara, I feel your arms. Feel my arms around you this instant, Barbara. This is Jesus. I will not let go until you are with me in heaven. Wow.
Beautiful.
I hope she's
He told me that he already healed her.
Wow. That's exciting. He told Katie you're already healed, Barbara. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, unless there's any more words, we shall continue. Jobber Thod in the chat room, I don't know if you want a word. I don't force anything on anyone. If you're new, you have to say something. You have to speak up. So I guess you don't want a word, and that's cool. Oh, he does. Okay, cool. Hey, guys, we have a new person in the chat room. His name is Jobber Thod, and I mean, can we call you John? Is that okay, John? All right. Okay, we can call him John because it's kind of a long. Jobber Thod is like Jabba the Hutt or something. It's weird. okay, so we're gonna have to work with John now. He's new in the chat room. Before I do that, Barbara, you have two more words to you. Barbara, you have done so much to prove your love to me and show your faith. Don't worry, you have done well in my eyes. You can rest assured in my love. Be watching and waiting. I come for you. That was from Leah. And then from Pamela, Barbara, know that I am the great I am. I am the Alpha and Omega, the great I am. Have no fear of the darkness. I am the light that will light your path. Look toward me. Wow, you guys. I'm getting really enamored reading Barbara. I'm like, really, it's hard to sit up. Okay, now we're going to move on to John. John.
Believe in my love for you.
Do it.
He said, cast all your cares on me.
I'm true to my promises. How could I forget what I've promised to you?
Believe that I am with you every second.
He said, I love you.
To you.
John, I feel like God's telling me for you to call in. I'm sorry, but I just feel like he wants you to call in. I feel like he's showing me that you have a lot to share in the kingdom, and he would like to show you off. So the number's toll-free. I don't know what country you're in. If you're in the USA, the number is I'll tell you what the number is on my phone. Okay. The number is 347-855-8854. No pressure, but Bob would like to show you off. That's what he told me. Okay, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
God said, I know you're tired. I'm tired too.
I'm ready, Father. Take this, Jesus. Can we go home now? Take this, Lord. Let's go.
That's just low. That's just low. This time she couldn't
rest it. Yeah. Take everyone with us. Oh, Jesus, take everyone. Yes, Lord.
Remember, I listened to your heart's cry even without you uttering a word.
Here you go.
You guys, nobody is a baby Christian. I hate that. There's a new believer. You can be a new believer, but when you say someone's a baby Christian, That's like saying they're not as powerful as you are. My son is 10 years old, and he became just as powerful as Smith Wigglesworth on November 19th, 2013. And guess how he became that powerful? Because he believed. So you're not a baby. So that's why God's asking you to call in. You, my 10-year-old, he teaches me things. Someone on the line is making a lot of static. Can you mute yourself or ask me to mute you? I'd appreciate it. Anyway, so can you hear me, Katie, dear?
Yeah.
Nobody is a baby Christian. That's not in the Bible. You might be new to the faith, but the minute you believe, you are powerful. There's no babies in the kingdom. There's no little miniature Holy Spirit. There's no miniature Jesus for your new faith. If you believe, you're as powerful as the most powerful evangelist that was ever on this earth. So I just want to encourage you, you have something to share. Quit thinking that, oh, I'm just brand new. I just came to the Lord 24 hours ago. I don't have anything to share. That's not true. The Lord says you're powerful. The minute you believe is the minute that you become a powerful warrior bride. And we're about to go home. See, we're at the end of time here. So this is why God's changing things up and doing things a little differently. Okay, because he gives new revelation for new seasons, and we are in the last age of grace. This is before the worldwide rapture. And this is why, you know, people can call in, like Jason Chambers. Jason Chambers is a bouncer for the morning show. But you guys, he's at Christmas. But he preaches like he's been preaching for 50 years, if you've heard him in the morning. This is the thing that God does. See, it's because Jason believes him. Believe everything God's telling you. God wants you to believe everything. Everything he wants you to believe. See, look, Pat's dogs want to talk to us, huh, Pat?
No, the dogs are barking.
My dogs are barking.
So I was pressing one. Yes, honey. They bark if a leaf goes by. Go ahead.
Guys, since we're a close family, I'm just going to tell you because nobody gossips here. Anything I would say to your face. So people are asking, where's Chris Nicholson, our rubber ducky that we love so much? Chris Nicholson left. He left. You guys, people, one day people say RCC is the best thing since sliced bread because Jesus is the pastor, and the next thing I get an inbox saying I'm a witch and I hear from demons. So, you know, it happens to, you know, we love Chris Nicholson. If you have his number, call him up and tell him you love him and you hope he comes back. But, you know, Jesus is the pastor here. And Jesus, he'll go run after people. Okay, I'm just a bouncer. And, you know, Katie's a bouncer. Luco's a bouncer. Everyone that's on the phone is a leader. Everyone in this church, he said, is a leader. So that's why he wants his leaders to rise up and call in and share. Share anything. Don't be shy. This is your time to show off and for God to show you off. And what you're doing when you call in is you're showing off Jesus. Look how God has touched me. I can call in and share to a lot, thousands of people how good God has been to me. You know, Tori called in earlier, and that was amazing. I got really blessed by that.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chris Nicholson is wonderful. I have his number. He gave everybody his number. I'll post it in chat. You guys should text him and just tell him how much you love him. I love him to pieces. I miss him to death. And I'm not mad that he thinks I'm full of demons and my son has demons. We don't care. We know who we are, so we don't get offended. You know, we love him. It's not even, it's the devil. The devil tricks people. So that's all I have
to
say.
Judy?
Yeah.
Why don't we call him and just everyone at once say, Chris, we love you. Just call him and tell him that. Maybe that's all he needs to hear. I don't know. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah, we could
just
do that.
Call him up. Call him up and say, you know, Chris, we love you. Because I'm heartbroken to hear that. I really am.
Oh, me too. Me too. I already cried.
Yeah.
My
God.
You know what I've had so many. Oh, wait, Shorty says in the chat room, she says, he says that he loves everyone and he says hi. See, so there it goes. He's fine. God just,
good.
Perfect.
Oh,
he's
good.
He's fine.
Oh, good. Thank God. This is special.
Yeah.
You know.
I know
he is.
I'm just playing around with the rubber ducky, Chris.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, good, good, good.
Pat, don't ever start crying again. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, I can't help it, honey. I can't. It's okay.
Katie, is Pat making you cry, Katie?
She was about to.
I won't. I'll be good. I'll be good.
You're a guest.
Oh, he's okay.
I gotta go take a nap really quick.
Okay, bye.
I hear it.
Luco had to get off. He said he's going through something, so we might want to keep in our prayers.
Really?
Oh, like, is something at home, or do we know?
I have no idea. That's just what he texted me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's move in prayer.
Lord, we thank you for Luco. We love Luco. We lift him up to you, God. We thank you for him. Let's don't do our thing where we pray. And we'll just pray whatever God puts on our heart. And then if you're in the chat room, pray. So go ahead and start, somebody.
Luco, you're part of the family. We love you. And whatever is going on, just rebuke the enemy. And don't let anything get to you, because Jesus is in charge of your whole life. And you're part of our heart. So, you know, hang in here with us, you know. Everybody's going through something, sweetie. So just hang in here with us and call and talk to us. And you know, our prayers and our love and the love of Jesus will get you through anything. Okay? So please consider that you're dearly loved. And no matter what you're going through, God will straighten it out for you. Amen.
Amen. That should have done the trick.
I hope so. There's too much love here for anybody to give up. You know, there's just too much love here. You know, we love as God loves. And we reach out to others in his love and his sincerity and purity of intention. So, you know, we'll come after you. We'll grab you right back. We won't let you get away. Jesus in us won't let you get away. Amen. You're too special.
Okay.
Too much love. Just too much
love. Hello, 864. Welcome, 864. Do you have something to tell us?
Yeah, I got something to tell you. I love you. I love you, people.
Hey.
Hey, you guys. It's Dustin.
Hey, guys. Hey, you guys. Love you,
guys.
Too. Good to hear you.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, you guys.
So glad you're here, Dustin.
I just heard something I want to tell you guys, though. I just heard this on TV. Maybe some of you guys that are a little bit older than us have heard this before, but I've never heard it. And I know a lot of people get married in the spring, a ring by spring. Anybody heard that?
No.
It just says on the news. It sounds good, right?
Yeah.
They said something on the news just now about like a ring by spring, because a lot of people get married in the springtime, and God said, yep, you guys will have your ring by spring. You guys will get married by spring for sure. So
I'm getting married.
A ring by spring.
Who would have thought I was engaged?
Said
who would have thought I was engaged?
Yeah, you are engaged. We're getting married to the Lord. Yep. So the ring by spring, we're getting married. Spring starts tomorrow, so hey, we got to get a ring tonight. We're getting translated tonight. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're leaving. It's awesome. Where's my buddy Jason? Is Jason calling tonight?
No, he called in last night. He was here with us almost the entire time. And me and Jason, I got to talk to him for a while today, though. It was kind of cool. He's he's just so excited for the Lord to come. He's got so much peace. He said it's weird. It's just like,
amen.
He just said he's going to his wife's family for dinner.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He's doing great. He was just telling me he just had so much peace.
Mhm. That's awesome. I guess I'll go ahead and let my family know, since you guys will be calling in. I got to let Jason know, but tomorrow and Friday, I will not be on the morning show because I'm working in this work. I'm going to work for a family friend and help him out a little bit Thursday and Friday morning. And I'll make sure I'm going to be on the evening show since I can't make the morning show Thursday and Friday. But we'll make a little bit of moolah to survive off of and keep paying these bills till we go, which will, that will only be a couple more hours of that. Icky stuff,
yep.
Bills, ickiness. But it's all good because we're leaving. So I just thank God for an opportunity to even do something like that. And I thank God for you guys I can share this time with before we go. You guys are really a huge blessing.
Justin, someone in the chat room, Bill, our good friend Bill, said, what town are you near? His wife is from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Are you near there?
I am from Anderson County. He probably knows where that's at. Just about, probably about hour 30, 2 hours from Orangeburg. Not too far. Not too far. My fellow South Carolinian. Carolina boys. Carolina country guys.
But Anderson, yeah, from, is nice.
What did you say?
That Anderson is nice.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Anderson, good old Anderson County. I'm from Williamston in Anderson, and Williamston's like population of 3,000, small town. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, you know, rapture-centric.
Yeah.
Just like all of us. That's because I've been talking about this crap for a year, though. I was like, a year ago, people heard me talking about the rapture stuff. That's why they thought I was a boy that cried wolf. Well, you're just, you don't know what you're talking about. You said it was going to happen a while ago. But, hey, it's a learning process. I was a little, you know, just eager, not really knowing enough what God was showing me. But he appreciates that. He loves that. He loves just for anybody to say he's coming, just the talk of it. It just puts his name in conversations. That's what he likes. So he told me, I don't care if you say I'm coming in 2030. The point is, you're putting my name in people's mouths and letting them think of me and think of that I am coming back. Period. So even if you're saying he's coming in 2030, I mean, he's somewhat happy with that, you know.
Amen.
So, but he ain't coming in 2030. He's coming in 20 now.
That's right, 20 now. Hey,
20
Dustin,
now.
We have a new caller. The 661. Don't go away, Dustin, I'll kill you. Who's 661 here? Welcome aboard. Caller, 661, area code. We want to welcome you. Do you have something to say, or are you just listening? All right. They must just be listening. I just wanted to bring them on. Okay, Dustin. Dustin, did you try to tell us about that ring in spring? I want that ring in spring.
I want that ring in spring, too. I've never heard that, but don't most marriages happen in the springtime?
Yeah, that's
true?
What they say. That's what they
I guess
say.
Probably the weather change and the sun's coming back out, a good time for weddings. But I had just heard it on the news right before I called the show. It says a ring by spring. I'm going to have a ring by spring. So,
wow.
You know, that's confirmation. We know God says we must have a ring by spring. That's why everything's happening like it is, because we're going to get our ring by spring. You know, spring starts tomorrow. Maybe the worldwide rapture and tribulation won't happen by tomorrow, but I guarantee we won't be here for even the end of spring. We won't be here for it. That's guaranteed. We won't even be here. We're not even going to see most of the spring. You could say every season is probably around 3 months because it's four seasons, right? So four seasons, 3 months, 12 months. We're definitely not going to be here for a full month of spring. That's what my God told me to believe anyway, so I believe it. I know it's definitely looking like it. So, amen. We out.
I believe your daddy. I believe your daddy.
You believe my daddy?
Yeah.
He never lies. Even though it seems like sometimes he'll say something and you're like, I don't really get that, but it's a purpose for it, you know. But even though we are crazy for the rapture, he made us look like jackasses for him before, He said, no more jackass dates. So any date that God gives somebody now is more significant than before just because of how close we are. We are moving closer. We're not moving farther away. And I say that a lot on the morning show, but it's true. We're moving closer, not farther away. So the dates he gives people now, they are more significant, and they won't feel that way, and that's because that's why he told us the jackass date, to surprise us as well. For one, he reveals his plan in spurts, and he wants you to keep seeking, but for two, he does want to surprise us and excite us when he does come. So it's like he told us dates before. When he gives them now, we're like, all right, God, I believe it when I see it. I know it's time. I know this stuff is happening, but I'm just ready to go. So he did that for an exciting, a surprise effect. When it does happen, it's going to be miraculous. And everybody here is getting translated, so there's no telling how it's going to happen. God told me you could walk through to another room in your house thinking you're about to go fold laundry or something. As soon as you walk in that room, you're going to walk into another dimension with everybody from RCC around you. Like, everybody's looking at each other in shock, and we'll start laughing and hugging. There's no telling how it'll happen, but it's going to be just instant. No telling. You might walk outside your house. You might open up the door, walk outside your house like I'm doing right now. And I was hoping I was going to get translated when I opened this door, but I didn't. It's all good.
Yeah. All good, my dear. Hey, someone from the UK, a real special friend of mine, is on the line, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to try to get her to talk. So let's say something to make her talk. Oh, I know it'll get her to talk. Okay. Well, this is the truth. I've been meaning to say this, but Red X, or Miss Christine from the UK, we call her Chris. It's her real name. She's amazing. And in the very beginning, you know, when this whole thing started, she used to inbox me or send me emails and inbox me and tell me what a blessing that little John and I were. And she was really sweet and encouraging me all the time, you know. And she's the one that said, I feel like there's going to be a radio show. And I thought she was nuts because that was back in December when I thought we were going home, you know, because God told us we were going home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. Why would she think we're going to be here long enough to have a radio show, you know? So she's a
wow.
bigger jackass. Really is a bigger jackass because she's the first one, I've never told anyone this, to say that. She said it way back in, I think it was December or January, but I think it was as early as December. And anyway, she always sent me stuff saying, come back, we need you. And she was so sweet. Of course, you know, I was following the Lord's leading on all that. But it was just nice having such a nice friend like her. And she sent me flowers from the UK. She sent me care packages. And I just really love Red X. She's been a big encouragement to me. And I just want to tell her that, how much I love her, appreciate her. I still think mm-hmm. she might not talk.
So this is Red X that is speaking, Judy?
Yeah, it's Red X. She's about to talk. Watch. Let's
yes, she
quiet.
Is going
to
talk.
Watch. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Red X. I'll be Donna. Would you like to talk to Donna?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just. Yes, we can hear you just fine. You're lovely. You know, you're lovely.
So I've said hello. I'm not a very good. I'm not a very good caller.
You are an awesome caller.
Hello, everybody.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh,
hello.
Everybody in the chat, they're in love with your voice. Maybe you can start off by telling us what the weather's like in the UK today.
The weather has been very sunny and very nice, but it's now completely black because it's nighttime.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight.
You know, I think this is my favorite accent out of all the accents of the world, the many accents the Lord gave us. I do think this is my favorite. If I did say myself.
Thanks, Dustin.
You're very welcome, madam.
Red X, do you really love Americans, Red X? Or do you think they're just a bit like cheese puffs in the brain? What do you think?
To be honest, the Americans are better than, well,
what's that, Chris? Christine. Hello, Red X. Say that again, please.
This radio show is going to be shut down after this. Yeah, I love Americans. Americans are awesome. Americans are better than English people in a way because you're a lot more confident. You're a lot more, you haven't got so many issues as English people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call up and not have an issue with it. So,
are you sure we don't have more issues?
I think Red X is being nice to the Americans.
No, to be honest, I went to California in 2008 to Bethel Church, and I was really won over by Americans. I just found your heart so open and so loving, and I have got a special heart for California because I went there first. But you know, and I quite like the California accent. I guess I'm kind of favoritized towards Californians, because I'm a stalker. But yeah, I just love Americans. I think Americans have got such a special heart, and English people are a bit too reserved and complicated, like me. But
will you produce an audio that I can go to bed to and listen to your voice, because I love your accent, dude. I didn't want to start talking like that.
Thanks, Dustin.
As you like Californians? Red X, we don't like Californians around here. We think Californians are icky. I said that thinking Judy was going to chime in, but I guess she's just playing.
I'm totally laughing at the whole thing because Dustin said, can you make me an audio to go to bed with?
Yeah, dude. I love English accent. I really do. That's like my favorite accent. Then it's Jamaicans. But the English accent is first. English is first, then Jamaican. I love it, man. It's beautiful.
I don't know if Red X can see the chat room, but they just can't wait to see you, Red X. Red X is amazing. What a shy bird, but a cute bird she is. We like Red X. Oh, on and on and on the chat room is going. Oh, it makes me want to puke how much I love you. Now they're telling you, don't you want a digestive? Red X is eating a digestive, are you?
Donna. Yeah, I'm not eating it. Yeah, but I love the chat room, guys, and it's you know, it's hard to keep away sometimes. So just thank you all for your love and for your fellowship.
Red X, how old are you?
I'm 38, nearly 39. Well, I won't be 39 because we'll be out of here by then. So.
Really? Is your birthday coming up?
Well, it's in June.
Oh, June?
We'll
yeah, we're out.
June.
We're out before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we out.
Yeah. So out today.
Mm-hmm.
I love today.
Yeah, we out.
Today's a good place to live. So
Justin,
I don't want to put people to sleep. But,
yes.
Wait. What'd you say? What'd you say, Big Bud? What?
It's okay, you carry on. I'll just listen.
Oh, no. We want you to talk. They said you don't even sound English. They're dissing on you in the chat room. They said you don't sound English.
Okay, listen, you guys. Listen, you've gone bloody mad. Okay, my English accent, it needs a little work, but I'm doing good, okay? I'm a country guy from the bottom of Babylon, okay? I'm trying. Give me a little slack here.
Dustin, you're a great Jamaican and you're a great cousin Andrew, but you don't know how to talk like this, and it's okay. I mean, you can't do it. You are a superhero, and you are right, but you just can't talk like we can. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's all good. My Jamaican My Jamaican accent is the best. You know what I mean? The Jamaican accent is the best. English accent is my favorite. The Jamaican accent is my best. That's what I'm better at.
I had this British girl in one of my classes this year, and when she spoke, the whole room just lit up. Like, everyone loves British accents. She sounds like Hermione off Harry Potter.
Isn't the British, is British and English same thing?
British, UK, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Forgive us what?
It's funny, though, because when I went to California and I was talking, I wasn't too sure if people were actually hearing what I was saying or just listening to the accent. So just,
yeah.
I was like, are people... So, but it was nice to be listened to. I was like, wow, why are people listening to me? It's amazing. And, yeah, but to be honest, the American accent is better, I think. The Californian. I think Jesus speaks in Californian.
I think he just speaks in British.
So,
yeah,
I haven't seen any more UFOs for a while, Katie.
I see them all the time. I actually looked at them last night and showed my dad a lot of them.
Have you taken any pictures?
Not recently. Have you seen one of my videos I had of the UFOs? That was probably my best video. I had all different colors pop up. There's a lot of red ones and mainly a lot of airplanes. Like today I saw a huge drone about an hour ago just flying over my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I live in Alabama, it's kind of strange.
Yeah, well, when I heard a UFO come over my house, I didn't actually believe I was hearing something like that. And I wouldn't get out of my bed just to look because it was so unbelievable that I was hearing a UFO. It was like pulsating, humming sound. Like, and I knew it was a UFO. I'm really embarrassed to say this because I've always been funny about, not really funny, but really kind of, you know, because I know Chuck Misler talks a lot about, you know, stuff like this. But anyway, when I finally did get to my window and I look at what I was hearing, the sound went away from my house, and then I saw two aircraft following slowly behind it, and that was quite bizarre.
Wow.
So, yeah, so now I'm a UFO retard now.
Yeah, I am too. So join the club.
I'm a retard too. Sometimes I'll get in the car and I'll say, Katie, I'm going on a drive to go look at the UFOs because in my area we have lots of hills. If I go drive to the top of a hill in this county where we live, you can see them close up. And I'm not joking, although I sound like it because I talk like a UK person, but I go to the top of these hills and I have Katie on the line and I usually have Luco on the line and I tell them what I see. In the UK, are they red? Are they red? Because I see red and blue ones. Do you?
I'm not big bird. Big bird. Not seen any. I'm not actually seen any. I only heard one, but I'm not seen any.
No, you've really not seen them. Oh my goodness! Yeah, they're everywhere.
Love Donna so much.
No, but you know, I mean, they're so obvious that they're not stars, and I don't know why more people aren't raising a fuss here in California on the West Coast. I mean, Luco in Oregon, he sees them. They don't. It's obvious it's not a star, right, Katie?
Oh yeah.
And Katie even sees drones and low flying drones. And still, people aren't waking up. It's ridiculous.
I see black choppers. I see drones. I see all these, not even planes. They're just like strange-looking little things flying around. And I see these, they spray the chemtrails. I see them like, I'll see like six or seven just spraying the air at the same time. And, you know, I'll show my mom, look, Mom, that's what a chemtrail is. And she doesn't even believe me even when she sees them. I'm like, come on, Mom.
Wow.
I think
I think By Grace, I don't know who By Grace 2013 is, but I think that's quite a good, that we can go now, that I've done this, I've called in, I've done my job, Lord, I've done it. We can go now.
Are you
Amen.
Going to keep going? Red.
What's up?
Are you still there, Red?
Yeah, I was just saying that Tori's By Grace 2013. Yeah, it was just Tori said that now that I've called in, that the translation can happen. And I just agree because it's happened now. So I've conquered Big Bird Muffle Syndrome.
Well, I hate to tell you, but I've got to take it a step further. You've got to preach first before we can go. You've just a small preach, and nothing large, but just a small preach on faith or something wonderful. And then we can go.
Okay, muffled bird been activated.
Well,
I
know you've
say,
got... Yes.
Well, sorry, guys. I'm keeping you on the edge of your seats for no reason. Well, I would just say that what I've learnt really over the years is, in the recent years, is just knowing who we are in Christ is so vital. And then, to be honest, once you know who you are in Christ, then you move on to who Christ is in you. And when you move into that phase of knowing who Christ is in you, then I think that's when really things do take a different level. So I think you need the foundation of knowing who you are in Christ, but then don't leave it there, but move on to the next level and know who he is in you. And that's really what I'd say as a short preach is, you know, if people are struggling with any issue of sin or temptation or any insecurity like me, just know that it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And I would just say that, you know, it's Christ's life. Like Tori said, it's his life that we live. You know, we're dead, we're crucified with Christ, and that we were raised with him, and it's his life now that we live. And we no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died and gave himself for us. And that's, to be honest, if that's a Bible thump, that's kind of what I would share, because it's transformed my life. And you know, and when I do get fears like shyness and stuff, you know, I know that I can overcome them just by confronting them. You know, anything that you're afraid of, it's just, you know, you've got to have love. And I think when you have that revelation of love, love makes you invincible, and it helps you to push through and be victorious.
That's wonderful. Yes, I like that. Wow. Identity.
Yeah, I think when Keith was sharing yesterday, you know, what's your identity? I think we need to know that we are dodos. That our identity is dodos. We're dead as a dodo.
I'm a dodo. I'm a jackass. Are you a dodo?
I'm dead as a dodo. So when you know you're dead, it makes life a lot easier. And Galatians 2:20 really does help you rise above every fear, every worry, and kind of it helps you to live in faith, really. I mean, it helps you to really exercise that it's no longer your life, it's his life. And you can be radical for God then, because you know it's not about It's not about you. It's about his will and stuff. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, when I just became a full-blown jackass and just agreed with what God was telling me I was, I've never been the same. So, and identity is important. I agree.
Especially if you have multiple identities, Donna.
You do sound a bit muffled, but you sound lovely. Your voice sounds lovely. I don't know if it's because you talk soft. You talk really loud in the chat room, so it's quite shocking, but you're just a bit muffled. That's all, but very nice. When you hear it in the archives, you're going to hear yourself quite well. Oh, Red X, we have a... They want you to say pip-pip cheerio, Deirdre. Can you say that in your special way?
I've taken my headphones off. Is that any better?
Roman in the chat room wants you to say something. Can you read the chat room?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you say that? Yes, we can hear you. Hello.
Oh, you can. Cheerio, Deirdre.
Yes, we can hear you.
That's not an English. I don't know that. Cheerio, Deirdre. It's not English thing, is it?
Roman's a displaced Russian in England, so what does he know? He doesn't eat digestives either. So he, as far as I'm concerned, he's a big jackass.
If Ember was here, he would give me some lines to say, I'm sure.
Well, so. I think... Red... I really think you should have sent him digestives along with his Good Morning America, Good Morning Holy Spirit book.
Has Roman got that yet? Probably not. Maybe tomorrow, Roman.
Did you send him digestives, though?
No.
Oh, dang Roman, it.
Yeah. Roman's into scones. So yeah, 3,000 listeners all over the world to make this. I hope you're still enjoying the radio show, and please come again. 5 minutes left.
I'm going to get going. Is that what you said?
No, I just didn't want you to lose your viewers by this sensational conversation that I'm bringing to the show.
No worries.
Thank
no
you
worries.
For your...
this show is for you, you know. No, this
well,
made my night.
Yeah, thanks for everyone for your fellowship, and it's just been amazing just to meet you all. I'm going to go on a roll now for about 30 seconds and just say something that, you know, when I was seeking the Lord last year, around about November, December time, the Lord was starting to put on my heart the rapture was so imminent, and I started to, you know, really wonder who I was going to know and meet when it happened. And it was interesting because I just thought that moment is going to be such a joyous time, and there's so many people that I just didn't really know that really was that open about the rapture. But anyway, I just really wanted to just say how much rapture-centric, especially Judy with her channel, has really brought me a lot of appreciation. So I just really wanted to do a shout-out to everyone in rapture-centric church and just say, that, you know, you're all so awesome and so loving. And even when Jonathan came into the chat room, Jonathan King, you still loved him. And it was such a great testimony just to see how you responded to that, you know, even though I was pretending. I don't want to give anyone any ideas, but I just really wanted to say that, really, because, you know, as we're going today, I might not have another opportunity, but I just wanted to say how much it's been great to have fellowship and get to know everybody and how much it's just going to be so amazing when we are finally there, and it is going to happen. It's just so, so imminent.
Well,
and we're
going
to have to digest that at the feast.
You're such a blessing. We have 90 seconds left. Red, thank you so much for calling in. You made my night. And I know it's hard from the UK because they charge you, don't they, honey?
Well, I'm on Skype, so, it's only pennies, really, Skype. So, Roman, you need to get Skype.
Yeah, I'll get on Skype. I will.
Well,
I love you. You know, when you're not in the chat room, everybody misses you. 50 seconds. I guess, hey, Red X, can you yell, come with me? Can we all yell it?
Okay.
60 seconds left. Okay, so everyone is unmuted. Everyone has been unmuted, just so you know. We are going to yell, Spirit of Tri-Say.
Come
on. Yeah.
Come, Lord Jesus, come fetch us.
Come get us, Jesus, we're ready, we love
come
you.
Come fetch us, we love you.
Love you all.
Spirit of the...
Bye, Pat.
Love you, Chris. Hi, bye, sweeties.
Love you all.
Love you, Lucille.
Bye, Chris.
I love you.
I love you too,
bye,
sweetie. We love everybody. Love you, Zoe.
This is your wife, I love you.
Aww. Aww.
Tana loves Luca. Tana loves
Luca.
Oh,
how cute.
I love you all.
Bye, Chris.
I have to say I love Luca yet.
Oh. Call us out the Waltons. Good night, good night, good night, good night, good night.
So,
good
night, everybody. Hey, Keith, are you
good
there,
love.
Keith?
I think he hung up.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye,
Keith. Hey,
Tana,
tell him we're ready. Preach, Tana. Tell Keith we can start off the show with him preaching his thing, okay?
Okay. I'll text him.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.
Okay,
love
bye.
You.
Love you.
SpongeBob, love you, too.
Love you, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.